While college students across the state are stressing out about moving back into their dorms this week, the presidents of the state universities they're moving into continue to grapple with their own stress. Funding.
About 90 to 95% of my time is basically spent on budget. It's been very, very trying.
That's Western Illinois President Jack Thomas earlier this year on the program. Today we'll speak with him and Larry Dietz, president of Illinois State University in Normal. But first, the University of Illinois President Timothy Colleen joins us to talk about the upcoming school year for the state's largest university system.
It's time to really normalize and rectify the funding basis for public higher education so that we can live up to the promise for Illinois families in particular.
What questions do you have for them? You can join us. Our number is 1-800-222-9455. Tweet to 21st Show or post on our Facebook page. We'll start that conversation on the 21st in a few minutes, but first, the latest news. I'm Nyla Boodoo, and this is the 21st. Thanks for tuning in this morning. All across the state this week, parents are saying goodbye to their college students. Dorms are filling back up. Professors are prepping for classes. It's move-in week for many state colleges and universities. The new academic year often brings new energy to campuses. That's also the case this year. But hanging over all the visions and plans is our state budget mess. Just to be clear, we don't have a full budget. The stopgap spending plan only funds half of the current academic year. Today on the 21st, we're going to be talking with three presidents of state universities about their priorities for the coming year and what they're doing to stay competitive and relevant despite budget uncertainty. Larry Dietz, president of Illinois State University in Normal, and Jack Thomas, president of Western Illinois University in Macomb, will join us later in the hour. But we start with Timothy Colleen, president of the flagship University of Illinois system. As always, if you have questions for them about what's next for their campuses, you're welcome to join our conversation. Our phone number is 1-800-222-9455. That's 1-800-222-9455. You can tweet to 21st Show, 21ST Show. You can post on our Facebook page. We've got a conversation going there already. Timothy Colleen started as president of the U of I system in May of last year, and he's with me now in our studios in Urbana. President Colleen, welcome back to the 21st. Thank
Good
you
morning,
for being
Lana.
With us.
How are you?
When we last talked, it was right after the temporary stopgap budget was passed, and you said you were hoping for, quote, a return to normalcy in terms of the state budget after the November election. So I wanted to start by asking, what do you think normal looks like now for the University of Illinois and for higher education in Illinois?
Well, we're not at what I would call normalcy yet, as you can appreciate. The second stopgap measure was very helpful. It gave us a good breathing room. It's like a half a year support for the University of Illinois, for the other public universities as well. And that does give us, wind back in the sails, and we're moving forward, and we're really excited about the new class of students coming in and all the things that are going on. But really, we're anxious that probably in the January time frame, there'll be a multi-year sort of perspective from the state legislature that will reset and put us back onto a normal schedule of annual budget that we can rely on, that's somewhat predictable, and that is, at a robust level to do the job that we're supposed to be doing for the families of Illinois and the students that we're embracing and welcoming in the next few days.
And as you mentioned that, I wanted to talk about perception versus reality for a moment, because I think there's certainly a perception across the U of I system that top faculty are leaving, and perhaps that the state budget situation has somehow damaged the university's reputation, not just among faculty, but potential students, to the point that perhaps they're not choosing to come to the University of Illinois. We actually got a Reddit question about that. There's been newspaper stories talking about faculty leaving not just the University of Illinois, but certainly all of different state universities across the system. So first, is the university actually seeing an outflow of faculty? What are the numbers looking like?
Well, we're paying close attention to that. And the outflow is not so big that it is a bigger number than the inflow. So we're actually bringing in more faculty than we're losing. But we're paying close attention to the potential loss of key faculty because of the state situation. And I confess we're worried about that. But I'd have to say that it hasn't yet been an outflow of massive proportions that is really damaging the university. We've got great faculty. We've got retention packages going forward. We've lost a couple of people. If you ask them, why did they leave, et cetera, the answer will be multifaceted. It won't only be the state budget, but it's part of the consideration. And people get recruited really great people get recruited all the time. So the numbers are, we may have lost about 50 faculty, which is up from a typical year, which would be more like 30, but we brought in 70 faculty. So so the University of Illinois is in great shape with a dynamic, world-class faculty that we're extraordinarily proud of. We want to keep them here. We want to make them, give them all the accoutrements for success, and we want to be able to recruit great faculty in. So all of that said, it's not a catastrophe today, but we're paying close attention to make sure it doesn't go downhill from
here.
Well,
I wonder how much of that is battling perceptions or headlines, whether it's the state budget situation, or certainly we look at Chicago and the unfortunate headlines that are associated with violence in the city. And we sort of talk about, when we're looking at Chicago, how much of a problem that can be for recruiting companies and people to relocate to Chicago. Do you feel like you are battling sort of a perception problem?
I think that's probably true to say that, and part of it is our responsibility to do a better job of projecting outward the intrinsic goodness of what we do on a daily basis. We have 80,000 students, which is a large number of students. We have, 20,000 graduates every year. It's extraordinary contributions to society that they make. So I think we need to do a better job, and this is something that I'm really working on, to make sure that we put our best foot forward to counter some of the negative implications that people derive from the drumbeat of negative news. And not to say that, everything's fine and dandy, and we're very concerned about the state budget situation. So we want to be realistic. We want to be forthright. We don't want to hype our successes, but there's such amazing things happening on the research side and on the educational side and on the participation in civil society and in the economy regionally and locally, that we need to do a better job. And our stakeholders, our alumni, are calling on us to do that. So watch that space. We want to work with you and others to have opportunities to really lay out what's going on at the University of Illinois, and to be very forthright but proud of the accomplishments and the impact, the positive impacts that are happening. Because we're the solution, not the problem. We are full participants in what the state needs going forward. And I think we need to do a better job of really articulating that in cogent ways.
I'm speaking with University of Illinois President Timothy Killeen. If you have questions for us, our phone number is 1-800-222-9455. You can tweet to 21st Show. You can post on our Facebook page. This is the start of your second academic year as
That's
president.
Right.
And certainly it's been a challenging 15 right. months. What would you say is the most important thing you think you've learned so far in your tenure?
Oh, I've learned a lot. First of all, this is a magnificent university, and I'm just extraordinarily proud and humbled to be the president of it. And I'm going to do my very best every day to represent the institution as best I can. I've learned quite a bit about the, certainly the political situation in I've learned about the capabilities, I've learned about the aspirations of the campuses, and I've also learned, and I think this is probably the one thing that is in my head, is the quality and of the alumni base. 700,000 alumni of the University of Illinois who are doing extraordinary things in life, over 200,000 of them just in Chicagoland. And all sorts of capabilities and expertise brought to the table, and leadership in lots of roles. And that loyalty and that brand affinity, if you like, with the University of Illinois is if you could bottle that and sell it, wow, that would be something, because that is an amazing attribute that we have that we want to take full advantage of.
And one thing that occurs to me as you're saying that is thinking about having that alumni base, 700,000 or so, certainly not all within Illinois, but how much you feel like getting them involved in advocating and lobbying with their lawmakers for resolving the current budget situation.
Well, absolutely. We're working on it as we speak, and we've convened our alumni associations in order to do that. We've had student activities. We've had call-in opportunities to activate that group. I mean, if you think about it, if you put all the U of I alumni in Chicagoland in one place, it would be the second biggest city in the state. So we're talking about bigger than Aurora. So it's and the loyalty and the recognition of the importance of that higher education experience in transforming the, you know, outcomes in families and in careers is so we have a new strategic framework that I hope you know a little bit about, and one of the major planks of that in our next 10 years is to really focus on alumni engagement, not just for the advocacy but for the community building aspects of it, and the projection outbound of what a University of Illinois degree brings to the table. I think that's we're going to be focusing intently on that.
And I do want to get to the strategic plan. I wanted to ask you, in terms of leadership, yesterday you announced some changes to your top administrators, including a new executive vice president to be named soon, and the vice president of research has a new title, vice president for economic development and innovation. Is that a title change, a marketing change, or will the job duties change as well? Are you really re-envisioning that position?
Well, we are. I think of it as growing that position into more of sort of an outbound perspective, less about managing internally, because we have three universities and there's leadership on each of our university campuses to focus on building up the research base. We can take that as a system and project it outward to the benefit particularly of economic development and innovation. So it's in the language. I would claim that Illinois needs that. We need more innovation. We need opportunities for our great students to stay and reside and become taxpayers and build, participate, get great jobs, raise families. So we want to have that innovative spark really taking, a raging fire in Illinois and in the Midwest. And so this position will address those kinds of challenges and opportunities. And along those lines, we're interacting much more frequently with private sector. So it's public-private partnering is part of it. And I want to say that this is an inherent part of our mission. Our mission as a land-grant flagship university system is to help society, and it's all about the public good. In fact, that's the title of our strategic framework. It's all about building public good through participation in the economy. And so this new leadership position is going to be focused more on that, but also convening the vice chancellors for research to make sure that we're taking advantage of our opportunities and synergy across our internal system, and that we're participating, particularly on the national level, in setting the agenda for scientific research, technical research, biophysical, and participating in arts and humanities and all the scholarship that derives from that. So I see it as an exciting job. If I wasn't in this position, I'd probably be interested in that position. So I'm hoping for and right now I'm delighted that we've been able to recruit Professor Ed Seidel as interim vice president in that capacity. He brings enormous experience and expertise to the table, and I think will really help us get that whole process started.
And as you say that, President Killeen, and we think about the role of the University of Illinois system as an economic engine and as an economic generator, certainly that aligns a lot with what Governor Rauner has spoken of, his need for more economic engines and economic generators throughout the state. Do you feel like, and certainly I know you all were working on the strategic plan prior to the current 2 years of what we've seen with the budget administration and Governor Rauner, but do you feel like, again, kind of getting back to the perception issue, perhaps the role of the University of Illinois system in Illinois' economy maybe hasn't been emphasized enough, and that's something that you all would like to see a little bit more focus on?
Well, yes, and all of that is part and parcel of what we're working on intensively, particularly with Governor Rauner, in fact. And, we've been able to document the economic impact of our university by individual university campus, but also collectively, and it's almost a $14 billion per year impact on Illinois' economy. That is about, I don't know of any company that approaches that kind of number. So we have a very beneficial effect on the economy. And if you look at the jobs that flow, not just the jobs of staff who are paid by the University of Illinois, but the consequent jobs, it's a big number. It's over 150,000 jobs. So we're a job creation engine. And of course, each of our students comes out as an individual economic engine with all kinds of potential for building careers that participate or create new opportunities in the economy. So from that regard, we've got a great story, and we'll tell it to everybody in any venue at any time, because it's not just what we can do in the future, it's what we've done in the past in terms of developments of technologies and in biomedicine or in information technologies. There's a long list that you probably know as well as I do of all of the innovations that have come out of the University of Illinois, and we want to turbocharge that and augment that and really present it to the governor and the executive and the legislature as a role that's very appropriate and needed to create prosperity in the state, and that's how you raise the tax base.
And I do want to talk about the plan that you've proposed to the governor, but I want to ask you first about Governor Rauner has talked in the past about wanting to see less spending with administrative functions with the university. I know you've said that the university has made cuts in those areas. Is there a target range for where you'd like to see administrative spending going for the University of Illinois system?
We have been looking at that during my entire tenure to now, but it's a continuous improvement approach. We want to be efficient, we want to be effective, and we want to be transparent in everything we do. So we've already implemented a large set of cost-saving measures, and we've announced those, and they've been presented to various things, including a hiring freeze in central administration. It saved more than $4.5 million to date. We've redirected $8 million from central administration accounts to students. So we're looking at those kind of activities as a way to streamline administration. We're also working hard with the legislature and the governor's staff on what I would call regulatory reform, so that there are fewer non-value-added activities that we're called on to do that don't improve our functional outcome. And so that's part of the thinking as well.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation with President Timothy Killeen of the University of Illinois System. You're listening to The 21st. If you have questions or comments, you can give us a call, 1-800-222-9455. You can tweet to 21st Show, and stay tuned. Welcome back to the 21st. It's back to school for many in our state university system. That's why we're talking to the University of Illinois President Timothy Killeen on the 21st. In a few minutes, we'll be joined by his counterparts at Illinois State University in Normal. That's President Larry Dietz, and Western Illinois University in Macomb, President Jack Thomas. And we're taking your calls, 1-800-222-9455. You can tweet to 21st Show. One thing we didn't talk about, President Killeen, is students and student enrollment. I know that we saw summer enrollment down for the first time in 6 years. What are we looking at for the fall?
Oh, we're very excited. We had over 56,000 prospective freshmen apply to the University of Illinois, which is an all-time high, up 13% this year. We've had nearly 12,000 acceptances of our offer of admission. Of course, we don't know until they actually arrive on campus, and then we wait a few days to get the final number, but it's either going to be the top ever, the highest number ever, or second. It'll be in that reference frame. So we're seeing a lot of demand for University of Illinois education, and we're delighted to be welcoming our next batch of students.
And as we think about U of I across the system, mm-hmm. whether that's in Springfield or Chicago or mm-hmm. here in the Champaign-Urbana area, you all are also involved in other areas throughout the state. We were just sort of talking a little bit about economic development and sort of a new or maybe different way of looking at the university mm-hmm. as an economic development engine. And mm-hmm. I wonder if you could explain a little bit about Peoria and Rockford and the other mm-hmm. areas that you all are working in as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, as part of our strategic thinking for the next years, we recognize, a responsibility responsibility not just to support the local communities where our universities are based, but the state as a whole. So we have an extension service, as you know, that's got participation in all counties in the state of Illinois that is doing a wonderful job of creating opportunities for job growth, et cetera. But we have a particular interest in Peoria, Rockford, Quad Cities, and the rural South as well, as places where U of I expertise can be brought to the table to help really expand the economic impact of those regions in a tailored way, suitable for say, Peoria. And we have a day in Peoria coming right up where we'll have participation by the legislators and the Congress people, et cetera, and the local companies and the leadership there to really look at how to build out from what we currently have. We have participation of our three campuses already in Peoria, and it's got a biomedical emphasis to that. But there's some opportunities there for further development. So if we can grow these regional economies and really create in the city of Chicago a dynamism of innovation centered around our public university campus there, working with many other partners, and do it across the state, I think that's our role, that's our responsibility, and we have the wherewithal to really bring to the table sort of 21st century technologies and approaches in all kinds of economic pathways. So regional economic development are us, I like to think.
President Klein, as you talk about 21st century, I'm thinking in the strategic plan, the highlight of global competency and fluency among the student population, mm-hmm. and your goal of making sure that every student that attends the University of Illinois system has sort of that awareness and as part of their education here of the mm-hmm. global system that we're in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think on the Urbana campus, it's often been remarked that while there is a significant international student population, those communities and lots of communities on campus can kind of be segregated. And I think certainly when we look at the city of Chicago, Chicago is unfortunately known for also being a very segregated city. And given that, I wonder how you think about creating a more integrated culture, mm-hmm. No matter what U of I campus we're talking about, to mm-hmm. have students interacting?
It's a great question. You know, everything we do is conditioned on what we want to have a world-class experience for our students. When they arrive, we love them. And we want them to be exposed to the ideas, the intellectual development, the richness of diversity. We're focusing a lot on civic engagement and on global engagement as components of the University of Illinois educational outcome that we want the students who come through to be exposed and participants in all of that. So that richness of the on-campus experience and the off-campus experience is something that we're known for. We want to improve upon it, and I don't think you get there by segregating subgroups. I think there are places where that's helpful. Birds of a feather can get together, as I say, but then you've got to get that interaction across the space. And we want to take advantage of the richness and diversity and make that a basis of the educational experience that we provide to all students. That's very important in our thinking.
Our phone number is 1-800-222-9455. Again, that's 1-800-222-9455. Let's go to Kay in Champaign. Hi, Kay. Welcome to the 21st. What's your question for President Klein?
I'm really interested in his response to the fact that we have two presidential candidates, both campaigning for no student tuition. I worked at the U of I for many years, and although I think student tuition got massively out of hand, I can't see that any university can possibly function without charging some student tuition. And I'm interested in President Klein's response.
Well, thank you very much for your question this morning. And, you know, affordability is a very important factor that we've been working on. And as you probably know, Kay, because you've been paying attention, we're going towards our third year of a tuition freeze for University of Illinois students, which means that the class of 2019 will be paying the same rates as the class of 2014. I think that's a commitment to affordability. Student debt is a big problem, and it's grown since the 70s to proportions that are that are significant. We want to be part of the solution to make it possible to have a world-class education that's affordable and accessible as well. We've grown our financial aid as well to numbers now in excess of $140 million a year. So that's a very significant contribution to affordability. Now, you asked the question about what comes next. Is it possible to get to a tuition-free, not overnight would be my answer to that. I think significant structural change would have to happen for that to change. And of course, there are plans that are emerging. I think the essential commitment to a world-class education that's affordable and accessible is where we want to be in our sweet spot. And that's why we've held the line on tuition growth. As a parent of three college-age kids, you know, I personally interacted with these kinds of issues. But I think getting from where we are today to no tuition, I don't see the path myself to make that happen in a very short period of time. But I have an open mind on all of these things, and we care more about the student experience than anything else.
President Killeen, you know, you write in the strategic plan that the university can't wait for the arrival of better times before you all get started on reforming the system. And that said, I wonder how you juggle handling and fixing all the short-term crises that the budget situation has created. You know, we're talking about spending cuts, administrative mm-hmm. cuts, with these longer, more fundamental, but I'm sure you would say equally necessary changes. And I wonder, I know you're a musician, you play classical guitar. In your brain, is all of this a composition that needs artful arranging?
Yeah, I think, you know, you shouldn't let the urgent displace the important. But that's the kind of basis of your question. How do we generate a world-class university system while taking care of the urgent events of the day? I have to say, first of all, I'm extremely proud of the administrators and the department chairs and the provost and everybody in our system for really working hard on these problems and avoiding disruption and keeping the student experience first and foremost in all of our decision making. We've made a lot of decisions, and they've not been easy decisions today. And some of them have been driven hard by budgetary pressures. But in our strategic plan, we have one of our major pillars. We call it Tomorrow's University Today. And that, for me, means we want to be the best model of any university system anywhere. And we want to do it now. That's what the today means. There's a degree of urgency about it. So yes, we are taking steps, serious steps, to respond to the budgetary pressures, but we're also reevaluating everything we do. We're looking at all our administrative functions, and that's why the name changes are part of us. But we're reviewing university administration from top to bottom, and in on the campuses that's going on too, to sort of in part modernize our processes so that there's less duplication or no duplication, that people know their roles and responsibilities. So we want to be the paragon of virtue and efficiency and effectiveness and transparency, so the public who are underwriting this effort realize what they're getting for their taxpayer a dollar. And we want to make that very clear and transparent. But it's an activity that will be one of continuous improvement. And we're working on it as we speak. And we're just about to report back into the trustees of the September meeting on progress to date on what we call Tomorrow's University Today.
That's University of Illinois President Timothy Killeen. I want to bring in two of your colleagues from other campuses. Larry Dietz is president of Illinois State University in Normal, and he joins us from our partner studios at WGLT. President Dietz, welcome to the 21st.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be with you.
I also want to welcome Jack Thomas, who's president of Western Illinois University in Macomb. Also, a frequent welcome back to the 21st, President Thomas.
Thank you. We appreciate being here.
President Dietz, you served as head of a statewide group of presidents and chancellors who've been lobbying legislators to fund higher education. President Thomas, I know in past discussions on our program, you've talked about those meetings. President Dietz, are you all still meeting regularly, all of the university presidents?
Well, indeed we are. I tuned in early here to listen to President Killeen's comments, and always a pleasure working with him. And also President Thomas and all the other presidents and chancellors have been very generous with their time. We typically have a conference call once per week. We have a few exceptions to that at the start of the school right now, but you know, the funding of higher education in Illinois is obviously something that's near and dear to all of us, and so We're continuing to share ideas and thoughts about how we, where we go from here, and then after the general election, what happens after the general election. So, short answer is yes, we are.
What are those meetings like for all of you? I wonder, as you're having all of these regular meetings, what are you guys talking about?
Well, it kind of there are a number of themes. We don't spend hours on the phone with each other. We try to keep our conference calls to 30 to 45 minutes, and so within the constraint of time, all of us have universities to administer, and so more of this is about talking about longer-term strategy and in some cases shorter-term strategy about how we're communicating with legislators, with the governor, about various proposals that are being bandied about. Many of those proposals since the last stopgap have really not had as numerous of those proposals as we had before that. So there's a little bit of a quiet time right now, but we're all talking about how in the world did we get to the point of this and how do we get out of it. And part of getting out of it, we hope that the governor and the legislature will help us with some guiding principles that we can work with them on that will bring stability and predictability to the table. That's, in my estimation, one of the biggest difficulties that we have. We are all working with our faculty and our staff and our students to make our university experiences the best we know how to make them. But without some predictability and some stability that we can count on and our students and their families can count on, it's been a pretty rough road. But the group of presidents and chancellors have been stellar. Our relationships are terrific. We represent very different institutions and very different missions and so forth, but that really has been the strength of higher education in the state of Illinois, has been the variety of institutions in the public sector that people can attend. And we just want to do what we can to continue with the quality that we have under the financial constraints that are upon us.
Thanks for that, President Deans. President Thomas, your campus, Western, was forced to implement furloughs and some layoffs during the budget standoff as we're talking about these sort of tough situations. What's the mood on campus now as your new year starts?
Well, right now with the students returning, this is a mood of excitement for us, and particularly with the faculty and staff coming back. And I think that because we, as you know, as President Dietz had already stated, that when we got the stopgap, I think that restored some confidence in higher education. But with this last bridge that was given, it shows that the legislators are concerned about higher education and the various colleges and universities, and that they do understand. As presidents and chancellors, we have been meeting and we have been advocating for a budget. And so I think, all in all, I think that that has really helped tremendously, and particularly with the students returning. So it's a mood of excitement for us, and we're looking forward to a great year. And hopefully the legislators will come forth with a full budget at some point.
With the compromising spending plan, President Thomas, have you been able to bring back any of those people that you all had to lay off at Western?
Absolutely. We had furloughs during the year as well as layoffs, and we had about 131 employees laid off for FY16, and we've brought a great number of those individuals back this fall. And during the summer is our leaner months, so we thought that we could do without some of those individuals during that time, and we did. So now it was necessary that we bring individuals back because we want to make sure that we continue to provide a quality and well-rounded education for our students, and not just the education, but they want to come to a place that is pleasant, clean, the cleanliness, as well as a place that is presentable. So we did bring some of those individuals back. Many of those were civil service personnel.
We're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with state university presidents from ISU, from Western Illinois University, and from the University of Illinois system. You're listening to The 21st. You can keep the calls coming at 1-800-222-9455. You can tweet your comments to 21st Show or post on our Facebook page. If you search for The 21st and like us there, that's where you can join our conversation. Stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. My guests are the president of three state university systems across Illinois. Timothy Killeen is in studio with me in Urbana, where he's president of the U of I system. Larry Dietz is on the line from our partner station, WGLT, in Normal, where he's president of Illinois State University. And on the line with us from Macomb and Western Illinois University is President Jack Thomas. We were just talking before the break. Obviously, the budget situation is looming over all of this. And President Dietz, you were talking about the regular calls that are being convened across the system. I know that individual universities have also proposed different measures to lawmakers. President Killeen, I wanted to ask you about one of the fixes you've proposed for state funding. You all are calling it the 2021 initiative, and this would be a plan to provide predictable state funding for the U of I system. I guess my question to you is, what do you have to do to convince lawmakers to implement something like this?
Well, we've been working closely with a group of lawmakers that we call the U of I Caucus, about 40 or 50 legislators are alumni. So we've got a built-in group that's, and it's a bipartisan group. We've had about 8 meetings with them to essentially negotiate what would look like a bill that could pass. And if it passed, it would basically be an agreement between the University of Illinois system and the state. This is what the university does for the state in terms of graduation rates, enrollment, participation, Illinois native students, etc., diversity settings, all the success metrics. And in return, the state would provide a 5-year outlook, a predictable funding base that we could plan around in order to recruit and retain world-class faculty, etc. That's the right way to run a complicated system with some, and President Dietz talked about this too, the need for some stability and some predictability. Because we have complicated systems, we want to optimize them, and lurching from crisis to crisis is not the best way to do it. So we have a concrete bill. We call it the U of I 2021 initiative. We would love other universities to participate, or we would like to join. I think this is a movement towards performance-based robust funding of this important public higher education mission, but recognizing what it brings to the state in concrete fashion, in metrics that are accountability built in on an annual basis, so that there's this relationship with the state that would be regularized.
President Dietz, what's ISU's plans for proposing maybe your own proposal or joining within the U of I 2021 initiative? How are you all looking to try to stabilize funding for you all at ISU?
Sure. President Killeen and I have had conversations about this, and I think all of the presidents and chancellors would look at an agreement, regardless of what you call it. Some places call it a compact, other places just call it an agreement. But regardless of the terminology, I think a good faith effort on the part of universities and on the part of legislators and the governor to come to some conclusion about what they would like us to do in terms of performance measures, I think all of us would be interested in having those discussions. From an institutional point of view, we're in the top 10% in the country in terms of our graduation and retention rates. We have some other metrics that would say that we're in a top group in terms of affordability of an institution. The last several years we've increased the numbers of our freshman class and the diversity of that freshman class, and so I think all of us would welcome that discussion, but frankly it needs to be a good faith effort on our part as well as on the part of the legislature and the governor to come to a middle ground on all of that and agree that we will move forward together. I don't think that one size fits all because our institutions are very, very different, but in terms of the overall concept, President Killeen, in my estimation, and his team have done a terrific job of putting together some ideas that perhaps all the rest of us can modify in some respects for our own institutions and move forward.
President Dietz, you said that you all are looking for specific feedback from Governor Rauner about metrics. Do you feel that you are having those discussions, open discussions with the governor's office about what performance metrics he'd like to see, particularly in regards to ISU?
Well, we've all have our own metrics in terms of the different performance standards. And again, oftentimes those are retention rates, graduation rates, a percentage of underserved, numbers of Illinois students. There's lots of different things to talk about. So we all have our own metrics related to that. I really think that if those targets that might be institutional targets are not fulfilled, then it's up to us to try to work harder and try to fulfill those. But I think we all have our own missions to work within. We welcome additional conversation about this with the governor and any of his staffers, as well as the legislature. So I think it's a good starting point.
So you have had conversations with the governor about this?
Not directly. No,
with his staff?
With some of his staff. I've had general conversations with the governor about performance funding kinds of concepts, and that the presidents and chancellors support generally those concepts, but there haven't been any specific metrics that have been offered from our elected legislators. And rather, I think we would be operating from a stronger point if we shared our own institutional metrics and talked amongst ourselves about any issues that we see or any gap performances that we see there, and move that forward. But the idea of an agreement has to have really credibility on both sides, where everyone's negotiating in good faith. And clearly the stopgap measures have been an indicator that legislators and the governor can come together and make progress. So maybe this is something that we can come together and make progress on for this next year.
President Clean, do you sense that there's good faith efforts on behalf of the governor and his staff and other, not just to put it all on the governor, but Speaker Madigan and other lawmakers in Springfield? Do you feel now that they are concerned about not just the immediate needs of the state university system, but these more fundamental ones we've been talking about?
Yes, I really do. And I think the role of the president's group under President Dietz's leadership has been important with these events and so forth to really bring the value proposition forward to all of those important stakeholders. But there's a lot of good faith and a lot of the conversations going on. I think we all share the same deep feeling for the importance of public higher education for the future of the state of Illinois. It's how to get to a different place so that we're not in this very short-term Band-Aid motion. And I think it's our job to reinforce the value proposition and work closely with the legislators and the governor's staff, and we're doing that on a regular basis.
President Thomas, I think your colleagues mentioned this notion of lurching from crisis to crisis, and I wonder how much of a sell it is, how difficult it is to talk to lawmakers about moving out of a crisis mode, particularly when you at Western have certainly had a really difficult go of it in the past year. Do you feel like it's almost a philosophical shift that needs to happen with lawmakers to try to address these fundamental issues that you all are having?
I think so. This has had a tremendous effect on not just Western Illinois University, but all of our public institutions. And we feel that I feel that the lawmakers are listening to us, as my colleagues have already stated. But it took all of us as presidents and chancellors to articulate and to really let them know what we are facing and the hardships and what it does for the confidence in higher education. And there was a crisis of confidence in public Illinois public higher education this year. I think we're moving away from that. And as my colleagues have said, we need something more than just a stopgap or a bridge funding so that individuals can really have more confidence in higher education, and particularly in our colleges and universities. As a public institution, we're concerned about the quality as well as providing access and being affordable. we've basically priced ourselves out of an education, and that's one reason we've looked at, as Western has looked at, reducing the tuition for incoming students by 3%, because we serve a lot of students from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. So I think we're all basically concerned about the performance, as my colleagues have said, but at the same time, we do have our own unique missions, and we serve a general purpose here, and particularly more so in the West Central Illinois region, where we are responding to the needs in our region.
I think it's almost, as you mentioned all of that, President Thomas, I think in a way it's almost easy to overlook what all of you are here for, which is the students. And I want to talk for just a few minutes about MAP grant funding, because that was something that all of you grappled with in different ways over the past year. And President Thomas, I wanted to ask, what is the fall situation for students who were MAP grant funding in terms of the stopgap budget? Are you all able to, or is that money flowing? Are you going to front students the money? How are you handling that at Western?
We're going to do as we did last semester, the last two semesters, last fall and last spring. We fronted the funding for MAP funding, and we're going to do the same thing for this fall. About 3,000 students at Western are MAP eligible. However, only about 2,700 actually received the MAP funding, and it comes to about $5.1 million per semester for our students. But our students, we've let our students know that we will be fronting those funds again, but still we will be advocating with our legislators so that they can release the MAP funding for our students, because it's very much needed. A lot of our students depend on this kind of financial assistance from the state.
I know President Clean, U of I has said it will be funding MAP grant funding mm-hmm. again for students. President Dietz, what's the situation for ISU? Are you also fronting that funding?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
It's obviously a state program, but we're going to honor the commitment that the state has really made in terms of identifying the students. We have about 4,000 MAP students here and about $15 million for last year, and we'll honor the commitment.
Thank you. Gentlemen, we just have a few minutes left, so I just want to wrap up by asking all of you what your number one priority is right now as you enter this school year. President Thomas, let's start with you. President Thomas? Okay, looks like we're having a hard time getting a hold of President Thomas. President Dietz, let's go to you.
Well, I would say to continue the quality education for our students and the student experience at the university. That's our top priority, to make sure that they come in and have a wonderful experience inside and outside of the classroom.
President Killeen?
That was well said, Larry. Our top priority is our student experience. We need brilliant, engaged, wonderful faculty. We're going to be forging ahead. Certainly, we have some issues to work through in terms of the state support, but we have a whole strategic framework. It's a 10-year outlook. We want to fire on all cylinders, and we're going to be really focused on that and taking into account and to advantage this wonderful time of the year when all of these young people arrive.
It's almost hard to lose sight of that in the moment, is it? Or is it not hard for you to lose sight of it?
No, it's not hard to lose sight at all. Yeah.
President Dietz, do you do that as well? Do you just kind of go and hang out with the students now and just remember that that's what you're all here for?
Absolutely. There's an energy that they bring. There's an optimism that they bring to the campus. And I think we all take a little bit of a deep breath during the summer, but we're anxious to have them back and bring all of their intellect, their ideas, and their optimism for the future.
President Thomas, what's your number one priority right now for Western?
Our number one priority is to make sure that our students continue to get a quality and well-rounded education. And what I mean by well-rounded education, not just those experiences that they have in the classroom, but those experiences that they have outside of the classroom as well, and to serve the West Central Illinois region and beyond.
I want to thank all of these three university presidents for taking time during, I know, what is the very busy time of the year for you all to join me. Jack Thomas is the president of Western Illinois University in Macomb. Larry Dietz is the president of Illinois State University in Normal, joining us from our partner station WGLT there. In studio with me in our Urbana studios, President Timothy Killeen of the University of Illinois System. Gentlemen, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. That does it for us today. We're produced by Philip Kisabika and Christine Herman and Sean Newman with assistance from Ben Thomas Payne. Technical direction comes from Jason Croft with help today from Steve Morick. Scott Cameron is our news director. Thanks to Joe Yoon and Nick Vance from the University of Illinois Social Media Analytics Lab for their research help. And special thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. You can visit www.21stshow.org to find past episodes, find out where you can catch us on different podcasts, whether that's iTunes or Android or whatever podcatcher you're using. You can also give us feedback, leave us voicemails and everything all there. I'm Nyla Boodoo. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.